Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. I think parenting is simply evangelism and discipleship. Here's the glorious thing. Parenting gives a promise to children, and parenting begins with a promise to parents. Here's what Jesus has done. He has taken the institution of creation, marriage and family, and he has embedded it in the institution of redemption, the church. And Jesus says this, the Father reveals this in his word, and the Spirit has documented this in the word. I'll be a God to you and to your children after you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your household. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself. Are not your children holy, that is, set apart, and that I will remember my covenant from generation to generation? In other words, we don't parent to get a promise of God's grace. We parent because of the promise of God's grace. So we begin with a promise, and then as we raise our children, they have a promise that if they honor their father and mother, it goes well with them. That is, God's grace and mercy works through this parental-child-child-parental relationship. In fact, he hearkens back to the commandment, honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you in the land that I give to you. This family relationship is foundational to the life of triumphant grace that is found in Jesus Christ. So we parent from a promise. We don't parent to try to get a promise. And we parent telling our children of the promise. And the promise is, through this parenting, we are going to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Our heart desire is that they know Jesus. Now, we are going to be an instrument of common grace in the life of our children. Our children are not born saved. They're born lost. They are in need of the renewing grace of the Lord Jesus. They are in need of the redeeming blood of the Lord Jesus. They're lost. They're under sin's power and under sin's record. They need to be forgiven of their sins, and they need to be set free from the power of sin. That only happens in Jesus. So while we certainly want to restrain our children in parenting that is a blessing of common grace, our parenting is focused upon redeeming grace. We are evangelizing our children. We're not simply raising Pharisees. That is, here's what Christians do. We are raising children to come to Christ, to be born again in Christ. And we have a promise of God that he works through the parent. So from that promise, our commitment that they would know the promise, and that means that we raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We don't simply want five steps to keep our children out of trouble. We want to know how to evangelize our children and then disciple our children in and for Christ. Now, fathers, don't provoke your children. What provokes a child? It's inconsistency or irrationality. Fathers, be biblical. Set the pace. That doesn't mean mothers don't instruct their children. The Bible's clear on this. The instruction and teaching of kindness is upon the tongue of the mother. The mother is a nurturing teacher. The father is a coaching teacher. But fathers, you've got to set the pace. Have that word in your heart. You need to have it written on your heart. You need to have it written in your mind. Your children are going to learn of life by looking at you. They're going to have their assessment of God the Father by you as a father. They are going to make their decisions about Jesus by what Jesus is doing in your life. So don't provoke them. Ask God to give you consistency. When you falter, ask the Lord to forgive you. And if necessary, and with prudence in certain situations, you ask your children to forgive you. And whatever you do, you don't raise your children and raise your children up with positive or negative discipline by anger. You raise them up in and for Christ, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Does Jesus use discipline in our life out of love to us? And it's not enjoyable but sorrowful? Yes, and so will you. But it's not to gratify your own frustrations. It is to raise your children in and to Christ. Now bring them up in the promised blessings of Christ. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.